just for women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the Word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hi, girls. I'm reading the paper that I wrote and read to the Dean Berg on Women in July of 2012. And I'm going to start right up. We found the great confusion in translation in the Muslim world. And so I'm going to start right up here and tell you that 88% of Indonesians are Muslims. According to missionaries Lewis and Samuel Turk, Indonesia has the largest Muslim population of the whole world. So it is no surprise that 88% of the Indonesians are Muslims. Remember, Indonesia is where President Obama lived quite a while when he was a young man. The truth is that Allah does not mean God to the majority of the Indonesian people. Allah is the name of the Islam's God, not the Christian's true God. The Arabic word for God is Ilah, I-L-A-H, not Allah. Missionary Turk did not know this for years until some of his church people enlightened him, for which he is very thankful. The Turks are doing translation work with Bibles, and they have, I think, all the New Testament translated but one book. Here I am still coughing. I'm sorry, girls, but that's how it is. So anyhow, we'll go on with the next thing. Shamefully, former translators have insisted on translating Allah to mean God. It does not mean God to the Muslim population. Remember, we said just now that Ilah, I-L-A, not Allah, is the word for God. Allah could not have a child named Jesus. The first Indonesian translation of the entire Bible is the Lepdeker Bible, translated in 1731, and it was revised in 1832. Translation help came, as it often did for all Indonesian language Bible translators, from a Muslim. This time it was a man named Abdullah, and he has a very long name that I can't pronounce, who did not like to use Christian terms. He said that Allah could not have a child named Jesus. Now, see, when the people that don't talk the Indonesian language or any of the mother tongue languages of the country where they're translating, and they learn the language, they get a national to come whom they feel they can trust, who will help them with the translation. And sometimes you get a national that does not know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and who is in favor of the Quran. And so they are filled with the doctrine of the Quran. So this man that I told you about, his name I can't pronounce, the first name is something like Abdullah, he said that Allah could not have a child named Jesus. Also, he could not have a son either. This was a no-no. An important doctrine in Muslim teaching is that Allah cannot have a child, and he did not have a wife. And I was reading, there's something very special about having a son, calling your child a son, and this would not be possible for Allah. Issa Amasha, that's I-S-A, capital A-L-M-A-S-I-H, Amasha, that's how I'm going to pronounce it, did not die, was not buried, did not rise from the dead. In 1863, a Dutch Mennonite missionary translated Jesus Christus as Isa Amasha, which is the false Jesus of the Quran. If you girls want this paper, just write me 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey, or call 1-800-JOHN-10-9, that's 1-800-JOHN-10-9, and ask for this paper, and I'll send it to you. Ask for the paper about the Quran translations. It says that Amish was born of a virgin. And the Quran says that Isha, Amish, is the false Jesus of the Quran. It says that Amashia was born of a virgin, but without a father. So God was not his father. Isha, Amashia, did not die on the cross. Muslims say that Judas Iscariot died on the cross. According to them, Asa, Amish, was caught up in the sky and snatched away, translated like Enoch, and saw no death. You read about that in Genesis 5:24. Therefore, he did not die, and was not buried, and would not rise from the dead. The truth is that Isha, Alam Isha, is not the Jesus of the Bible. You see the confusion? When you take someone who believes in the Quran and try to use him to help you translate, he is not going to change his beliefs. He's going to pass it on to you in your translation of the Bible. In 1913, a man named Shelbear published a Bible in Indonesia, making the name Jesus translated to be Isha Amasha. And son became child, and God became Allah. Another translation was begun in 1929, based on the corrupt Westcott and Hort text. Now, I was born in 1927. I always like to relate things to things that I know. So this translation came about in Indonesia in 1929, based on the corrupt Westcott and Hort text. That Old Testament manuscript had a dramatic demise. In 1942, that Bible that was translated in 1929, that manuscript and its translator drowned when the Japanese bombed their ship in World War II. Okay, that's an interesting fact. The Indonesian language improved in 1949. After the Indonesian call for independence, see, our language, the English language, improved with the writing of the Bible and the writing of Shakespeare. The King James Bible had much to do with settling the English Bible. The English language. The Indonesian call for independence followed by a bitter war. The Dutch formally surrendered its sovereignty of Indonesia in December 1949. And you know, I didn't really realize that Indonesia was a Dutch colony until I start reading this, because I didn't know too much about Indonesia. This is interesting to me because our oldest son was born in July of 1949. That's the year that Indonesia surrendered. The Dutch gave up it as a colony. And our son was born in Dallas, Texas. One of the good things following this country's independence was an improved Indonesian language. The language was drastically changed, and the people were in need of proper Bible translation from the Textus Receptus, reflecting the grandeur of the King James Bible. In 1964, a Roman Catholic translated the Bible, which was published by the Roman Catholic Church. This translation correctly calls Jesus a son, but continues to call God Allah. And I read that this Roman Catholic translation is one of the best ones they had. Excuse me. How to translate Lord and God. But that translation is not good enough, you see, because they still call God Allah. How to translate Lord and God. The Bahasa Indonesian language used the same word for Lord and God. Their word Tuhan means God. So how does the translator translate Lord God? To translate Tuhan, Tuhan will not be correct, for it would read Tuhan, Tuhan. Did the translated Bible called Lembaga, long name, Indonesia, solve the problem? The problem of translating God as Allah created a translation mess. And everyone is doing this. At least they were until recently. I want you to know that I give you some of these various Indonesian Bible translation names and their years and their translators. And I'm only giving you an overview of the translation that missionaries Lewis and Samuel Turk mentioned in their long report that I have somewhat summarized for you in these broadcasts. I want you to have a flavor of the translation problems in Indonesia. Sorry. That they have and are facing. In truth, it is the problem that all translations have, all translators. they must ask themselves, should we translate word for word, or should we practice dynamic equivalency and put down on the page what we think God said, not what he actually said? A major translation error using Islamic terms. One of the major errors by the early Bible translators in Malay Indonesian was to compromise with the Muslims by using Islamic terms in their translations in an attempt to trick Muslims into Christianity. Because of this ecumenical spirit, Elohim and Theos and even Jehovah were translated as Allah. That was and remains a major translation error. Let me read that again. One of the major errors by the early Bible translators into Malay Indonesian was to compromise with the Muslims by using Islamic terms in their translations in an attempt to trick Muslims into Christianity. Hear that, to trick Muslims into Christianity. That's a quote. Because of this ecumenical spirit, Elohim and Theos and even Jehovah were translated as Allah. That was and remains a major translation error. And this tricking in the translation is all over the Muslim world. There is no ilah but Allah. Some argue that Allah is the Arabic word for God, but that is not true. The Arabic word for God is ilah, I-L-A-H, not Allah. Muslim Arabs say, there is no ilah but Allah. They do not say, there is no Allah but Allah. Now, I know I've told you this before, but I'm trying to get us to understand this is a very hard subject. That's why you should ask for the paper. Call me at 1-800-JOHN-10-9 and ask whoever answers the phone to send this paper on Allah that I used on my radio program. There is no ilah but Allah. God is Tuhan. At least one translation of the Quran into Indonesia uses ilah for God and Allah only for the name of Islam's God. Another Indonesian version of the Quran translates Tuhan, God as Tuhan, but Allah still only as their God's name. Allah, the name of Islamic God. To repeat, Allah does not mean God, but is the name of Islamic God. This mistranslation of the word for God and of the name of God has dire consequences. And I quoted all of this information from missionary Samuel Turk and from Louis A. Turk. And if you want their email, you can ask me and I'll give it to you. I see the theme is playing and I must close, and I'm sorry about my voice, but I have to continue on reading this so I can get this to the stations on time. I'm under God's care. Are you?
You have been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforttoday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
To repeat, Allah does not mean God, but is the name of the Islamic God. This mistranslation of the word for God and of the name of God has dire consequences.